102.5.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
Where do you go to find true love? I have two recommendations. The first is at the dentist's office on All You Can Huff Nitrous Night. Don't fall asleep.
Oh, no. That was creepy.
The second is on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best that Miss Connections has to offer. These are some of our favorites from this week. The first Miss Connection is titled, Sorry I Hit You. Woman for Man, whoa. 33, Bus Stop.
Oh my God.
Normally, I don't speak to anyone at the bus stop, but you were the exception. You looked like a younger version of my stepdad. And smelled almost as good as him, too.
No.
This is some different kind of daddy issues.
Yeah.
Before the bus showed up, I tried to get up the courage to speak with you, and I thought to myself, what would Katy Perry say?
Wait, what?
I mean, I've never thought it before, but it could work in a situation.
Baby, you're a firework.
Yeah.
I feel like a plastic bag.
Yeah. I feel like Left Shark.
But I couldn't think of anything clever, so instead I went with plan B and I yelled, cockroach! And then slapped your leg as hard as I could.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
You winced in pain and began swearing.
Yeah.
I told you, quote, don't worry, I think I got it. But don't flinch, there's another one on the back of your head.
Oh no!
Stop hitting him!
As I cocked my hand back,
no!
You yelled for me to get away from you.
Yeah.
And I screamed back saying, no, I just saved your life. There must be some type of reward.
Oh, wow.
And that's when you said, I'm never taking the blankin' bus again.
Poor guy. Just trying to help the environment.
And you got on your phone to order an Uber.
Yeah.
Oh,
I admit, it may not have been the best idea to physically assault you, but at least I didn't go with plan C.
I don't want to know.
Just so you know, when we accidentally meet again, plan C will be in the works.
Oh, oh no!
Dang, do not ever take the bus again, bro.
No.
And if that happens,
listening.
I am not holding back.
Oh no!
That's from Darisa with a lowercase d.
Oh.
This next misconnection is titled, I faked a foreign accent to charm you, and it worked.
I mean, who hasn't, though?
I'd fall for that.
That's yeah. Man for woman, dry cleaner. I was behind you at the line in dry cleaner. You were having your wedding dress cleaned, and I thought it was the perfect opportunity to introduce myself. But how? I've always heard that women can't resist a man with a sexy foreign accent.
Are you a Randy German right now, Jeffrey? Is that what you are?
Yes. So I tapped you on the shoulder and says, excuse me, Fräulein, is you from Hamburg?
Dude, that's not the sexy accent girl.
I mean, not what you I was don't thinking. Think so?
You shook your head no, but smiled deviously.
I mean, what woman has said no to Lederhosen before?
So I continued telling you all about Germany and the beautiful city of Hamburg and how you looked just like the queen. You gave me a strange look and said, I didn't know Germany had a queen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I replied, wunderbar, silly girl. You know nothing of the world. Allow me to take you there. At that point, you asked if I really was German, and I panicked. I started shouting all the German things I could think of. Bratwurst, Volkswagen, Hefeweizen.
Oh, Volkswagen.
I was about to get into Oktoberfest when the clerk took your dress and you immediately left. I shouted, Auf Wiedersehen, Fräulein. But you didn't even glance my way.
Oh, no, it must have been a language barrier, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, a big barrier.
Now I'm kicking myself in my Lederhosen.
Oh.
I should have gone with a more exotic accent. Maybe a regular Canadian or French Canadian. Get it? This is a joke. Those aren't really exotic. That's signed German Herald.
Oh, German Herald, you're the best.
This next misconnection's titled, I got winded with you at water aerobics.
Oh.
Man for woman, 81.
I was going to say, I used to teach water aerobics. We kept heart attack medication behind the counter. I'm not joking.
Just to pop for fun?
Well, I mean.
For the old people in the pool.
Yeah, it's only old people. They're going to go down, okay?
It says, I go to the health club pool every Tuesday and Thursday morning to loosen up my joints.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I spied
with my one good eye something that was you. You were older, maybe 86 or 87. I couldn't tell which.
Yeah, can you tell at that age? Or does it all just kind of run together?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between 86 and 87? You had such a small amount of hair on your head. And your back did have a slight hunch to it, which was kind of cute.
Yeah, I'll rub it.
I saw others noticing you too. Maybe because you were the only man wearing a one-piece full bathing suit.
Nice, bro.
It reminded me of a cute lifeguard I met once during the Depression.
Sweetie.
Yeah, but men have so much game at that age because there's not many of you alive still.
I got lucky as you picked a spot near me, and for some reason, we bonded over the outrageous cost that they charge us now for using the community pool. Unheard of.
You could have literally said anything. Yeah. The outrageous cost of
anything. Can you believe?
Do you remember when we were kids and it costed this?
What has happened?
At one point, I told you that your flutter kicks were top-notch.
Oh.
And you replied saying, quote, "Look out, here comes the next Fred Astaire."
Oh, look at that.
That comment made me giggle so much I wet myself.
Oh, no.
You can't tell in the pool. It's fine.
Basically, thank goodness for adult swim diapers.
Oh. Wink. Girl.
Before class was over, you said something to me about coming over to your place sometime, and then mumbled something about visiting hours and how I'd have to sneak past the guard.
Oh, this is exciting.
If you see this, reply back with the retirement home you live in, because I can't remember mine.
Oh, no.
That's from Peggy.
Peggy is why STD rates are so high in old folks' homes right now.
That's your Craigslist misconnections. Your $500 free money phone tap is coming up right after this.